This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. The battle lines for the next election in Texas are set. Monday marked the deadline for candidates to file to run for hundreds of offices, from governor to Congress and the state legislature. The next stop, primary elections in March. KERA's Christopher Conley is here to talk about the crowded fields of candidates. Hey, Chris.
Howdy.
Now, there was a flurry of activity in the last days before the filing deadline, and it seems clear that next year's election will be crowded. And more than in most years, Democrats are running at an unusually high rate. Why is that?
Well, Democrats are hoping to ride this wave of energy that was unleashed when Donald Trump won the presidency last year. That's energy that helped boost Democratic turnout in elections in Virginia and Alabama. And even though Trump won Texas last year, Democrats point out that he won it with a smaller margin than any Republican nominee in two decades. So Democrats are indeed filing for office at rates we haven't seen in ages. Just a few stats. There's a Democratic challenger in every single Texas congressional district for the first time in 25 years. In the state legislature, Democrats are challenging Republicans at rates we haven't seen since the early 90s. And in statewide races, there are Democrats running for nearly every office. Of course, this is Texas, and it's a bright red state. The districts were drawn by Republicans to favor Republicans, and the state GOP is well-funded and very good at getting their voters to the poll. What's more, midterm elections tend to see a slump in Democratic voting, so observers say it'll still take a pretty big wave for Democrats to flip a lot of seats in Texas, but it won't stop them from trying.
Now, the top statewide races are for governor and U.S. Senate. Governor Greg Abbott is running for a second term in office, and Senator Ted Cruz is also running for re-election. So what kind of challenges are they going to face?
So first, there's the primaries. Ted Cruz is facing a challenge from, among others, Bruce Jacobson, who's a Christian TV producer from North Richland Hills. Abbott has a Republican challenger as well, but he's widely expected to sail through the primary. In the general election, Democratic El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke began mounting his bid for Cruz's Senate seat months ago. He's been all over the state already, pitching himself as an outsider. For governor, there are a number of Democrats running, including Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez and Andrew White, who's the son of a former Texas governor, Mark White. The race is shaping up with White aiming to attract more moderate, more centrist Democrats, independents, and even Republicans. Valdez is making a play for more of the progressive wing of the party.
Let's talk about Congress for a bit. No matter what happens, there's going to be a big shakeup in the Texas congressional delegation. And that's due to a wave of congressional retirements. Seven congressmen have said they will step down at the end of 2018. That's really unusual, right?
It is. So two of them are Democrats. Houston's Gene Green, who held his seat for about 30 years, he's retiring. And then Beto O'Rourke, of course, from El Paso, stepping down to challenge Senator Ted Cruz. The other five retiring congressmen are Republicans. And these guys have been institutions in Texas politics. Put together, they'll have served more than 123 years in Congress when they retire after next year. I talked to Jim Riddlesberger at Texas Christian University. He's a political scientist. He says this is an incredibly unusual opportunity for a new generation of Republicans to run for national office. And it's happening against the backdrop of Democratic energy and also some demographic shifts in the state.
With seven open seats, there's going to be some attrition of Republican votes in those seats in all likelihood. Could some of them become competitive in the 2018 election? I think those are going to be interesting things to watch.
A lot of people have lined up to run. After Joe Barton announced his retirement amid a scandal that involved a nude selfie and some sexually charged messages, there are a dozen major party candidates who filed to run in his district alone. Five of them Democrats, seven Republicans. It's worth noting, though, that most of these open Republican seats are drawn to be pretty impregnable for Democrats. The Republicans have won them by big, big margins in the past.
Where are Texas Democrats feeling like they have the best chance to flip seats in Congress? It's not necessarily in those open seats, right?
Right. So there are three Republican-held districts that voted for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump in last year's election. National Democrats are already piling cash into those races to help out Democratic challengers. One of those seats is here in North Texas. That's District 32 in North Dallas and the Northeast Dallas suburbs. Republican Congressman Pete Sessions has held that seat since 2003. He's being challenged by some pretty well-credentialed Democrats. Three of them served in the Obama administration in various capacities. That's Colin Allred, Ed Meyer, and Lillian Salerno. Also, longtime WFAA-TV investigative reporter Brett Shipp threw his hat in the ring. All told, it's going to be a seven-way primary fight to get to challenge Pete Sessions. On the other hand, though, Sessions is signaling that he's pretty comfortable. He's in leadership in Congress, and he's got a bunch of money already. He says he told the party and GOP-linked fundraising groups to keep their money, says he doesn't need their help to keep his own seat.
All right, Chris, lots to watch out for. That's KERA's Christopher Connolly. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.